Well, hello again. So we're in the week of the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, and as you know, in our church, unlike most mainstream churches, we choose to recognize and celebrate the Transfiguration during the season of Epiphany, and that's what we just did on Sunday. But considering how important this intent is to us in the world as it stands, I thought I'd better put something together which acknowledges our Christian approach to this intent, which you may already know is endurance. Endurance is something right now which we surely need, especially where we live in Western Australia, with the criminals still very much in charge of things, because so many people in this state are still sleeping. And we who believe in freedom need to find reserves within ourselves in the face of the overwhelming stupidity, harm, and despicable actions by tyrannical officials, their corporate enablers, and a complacent but soon to be very sorry and hopefully awakening population. They say it's darkest before the dawn, and right now it really does seem quite dark. Which doesn't mean it won't get darker yet, because it probably will. So we need to find reserves which can sustain us. We're seeing aspects of the tyrant's narrative collapse around the world, with the steady rise in the wrath of the global populations against their oppressors. This is due to the now widely discernible harm done by these would-be oppressors being felt in most places by most people. And while most still do not see enough to distinguish the overall modus operandi of this global corporate socialist elite with their political allies, nevertheless, their nefarious, corrupt nature is becoming increasingly apparent to everyone. Except, apparently, here. Because that is not yet exactly true of where we live in Australia. Now, while you and I may personally know people, elderly, adult, or especially the young, who have been harmed or even killed by the jab, not enough of our greater community has, and they have been able to explain away many of the deaths and injuries under fake conditions like long COVID, or spurious reasons like people putting off seeing the doctor due to COVID. It pains me to say it, but I suspect that only when more of the bought-in normies are harmed or dead from this snake oil will that change. I wish it were not so, and I did have very high hopes for this city and state with our slow vaccine take-up, but alas, far too many of us are still stuck inside the Babylon system. We are where the UK and the USA were 6 months ago, and where our eastern states communities were 2 to 3 months ago. So that's the broad statement of our problem, and indeed, whether you live where I do, or somewhere else in the world, we're all still somewhere in the middle of this transition, this end of the age, or what we would call a worldwide initiation. So, if that's the problem, being stuck in the middle, what's the solution? And of course, it's endurance. Which means in the condition of being oak-like, that's durance, from dur, oak, so kingly, noble, hard, and lasting. But how? Let's read from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, and we'll start at verse 20. And Jesus said, "Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your hearts shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So that's got a few really famous sayings in it, doesn't it? Love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friends. I call you friends, not servants. So the solution, it would seem, is all about love. Endurance arises from love. Love is the answer, as a famous song says, and you know that for sure. Actually, endurance is really a very interesting phenomenon. Permit me to explain my understanding of how this works. We are all suffering. As my friend Ash said to me the other day, it's very hard, all the things that are happening. That means we are tasting the bitterness of life, the suffering side of life right now. And our natural tendency is to wish to avoid suffering, to shy away or shrink from it. But endurance, that stoic quality of being noble and oak-like, calls on us to go further into it, calls on us to make these awful problems the steps by which we ascend. Now, something remarkable happens when you stop seeking to avoid the thing that's hurting you, but engage it with curiosity, make space for it with love, so that you allow it to be just as it is. Something very strange happens. It's very strange because the suffering transforms, not into pleasure, nor the numbness you might expect, but an entirely different order of experience. I don't really want to tell you what it is in case of spoiling the experiment for you, because it is an experiment you have to do yourself with sincerity and diligence. You have to trust that the ones who came before and told you to love your enemies knew what they were talking about. But anyway, if you are in pain and fear, especially the pain which is fear, like the fear of being thrown to the fringes and losing your income, your home, your friends, your family, or rounded up, imprisoned, or even your own imminent death, or perhaps just the fear of losing loved ones to death and brain damage, a very real prospect for many of us, then something happens when you turn into that fear, into the very thing which would make you flee. For one thing, you learn what fear really is made of. And more, you get to experience something else which, without such fear and pain, would be impossible. A kind of inner liberation, unlike anything this world can grant. It is freedom from life and death itself, and the beginning of the path to the eternal land, and a taste of the love of the bridegroom. Which brings me to a man who can teach us about endurance, St. John of the Cross, kidnapped, then imprisoned in a tiny cupboard for 9 months by corrupt monks from a competing order, subjected to daily and then weekly circular discipline, that is, being whipped while kneeling like a dog, resulting in his shoulders being ever after crippled, and forced to scrounge for discarded food scraps on the monastery's refectory floor, leading to starvation and dysentery. He began writing poetry during this ordeal when a new jailer provided him a pen, ink, and notebook. He finally escaped by dismantling the balcony padlock, climbing down a homemade tether of rags, after a vision of the radiant Lady Mary told him his imprisonment would soon end. Scaling the wall, narrowly avoiding fatal injury in his frail state, he sought cover in a tavern, then shelter in houses friendly to his own reformed Carmelite order, until he made the grueling 100-mile donkey ride to the safety of his own order's chapter house. Remarkably, his poetry and other writings is completely free of malice, but full of divine ecstasy, despite the troubles he suffered both then and later. So I want to leave you with one of his really beautiful and really instructive poems. For all the beauty there may be, I'll never throw away my soul. Only for something I don't know, that one may come on randomly. In savouring a finite joy, the very most one can expect is to enfeeble and destroy our taste, leaving the palate wrecked. For all the sweetness there may be, I'll never throw away my soul. Only for something I don't know, that one may come on randomly. With such a lover as the Lord, tell me if you will be in pain, for his love is devoid of taste. Among the things in this world, without a foothold, you must seek him out. No face nor form alone, tasting there something I don't know, that one may come on randomly. And don't look to your inner eye, though of vastly greater worth, to find among the joys of earth a happiness, an ecstasy. More than all beauty there may be, or may have been, or can be now, one feeds on something I don't know. That one may come on randomly. On earth you must never rely on what the senses understand, or on all the knowledge you command, although it rises very high. No grace nor beauty there may be will make me throw away my soul. Only for something I don't know, that one may come on randomly. Thanks for listening, guys.